This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Since 2013, several Hawaiian counties have passed ordinances to regulate applications of pesticides more closely or banish hybrid operations altogether. All are held up in court. In an exception, Louisiana's Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards signed an executive order prohibiting discrimination against LGBT people in employment at the state and offering state services and benefits. Chicago Police Task Force reviewing Chicago's police data found that police have no regard for the sanctity of life when it comes to people of color. They made 100 separate recommendations on the eve of a new chief being named. Five banks, including J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, State Street, and Bank of Mellon, New York, were found by the Federal Reserve and FDIC as too big to fail, with still no plans on how to unwind in a financial crisis. In examining data on consumer use of retail health clinics, which are cheaper and more accessible, researchers found that healthcare spending increased because people found it easier to therefore obtain care, lowering the threshold for what they would go to a doctor to see and have treat. Wealthy conservative foundations of the Waltons and the Eli Broad Foundation in Los Angeles are backing a Minnesota lawsuit to end teacher tenure in the state and change layoff rules for teachers that favor currently seniority. An all-male social club at Harvard, one of six still refusing to admit women, claimed that allowing women to join would increase the potential for sexual misconduct, igniting universal criticism for blaming the victims. Alabama, Mississippi, South Dakota, and Louisiana mandate sentences of life without parole for a number of crimes, including simple possession of marijuana. A French movement called Standing Up at Night gathered almost 400,000 students and union members to protest efforts to change labor laws and continues a nightly vigil at the Palace of the Republic. A new study indicates biggest recipients of welfare are our largest corporations. The top 50 U.S. companies got back $27 in federal loans, loan guarantees, and bailouts for every $1 that they paid in taxes between 2008 and 2014. Peabody Energy, the world's largest publicly owned coal company, has filed for bankruptcy. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.